brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It is a question of the month episode during the month of April. We were asking you which IPs, whether classic or obscure, you would like to see licensed and adapted for the tabletop. This was based on a conversation with Ronnie Renton of Mantic. Obviously, they do a lot of great licensed games. So, yeah, just giving you an opportunity to riff off of that and tell us some of your favourite IPs, you know, that you'd like to basically have a miniatures rule set and game and obviously miniatures line for. So, yeah, let's get right into it. We got a really good response and I'm sure you'll really enjoy it.
Hi, Matthew. It's Mark here. I also go by the name Wolf and Shrew on the Discord, although I don't use the Discord very much at all. So I kind of lurk from time to time. I'm just here with my son, Jacob, who's 10 years old today. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
And Jacob is currently painting up. And we're sat here doing a little bit of, very quick bit of painting. Jacob's painting up a giant ape at the moment. He had a HeroQuest expansion for his birthday, which he's very pleased with. So I managed to get those primed today and he's actually having a go at painting, so that's really good. And I just wanted to reply, just nip in before the deadline, I hope I'm there, to reply to April's question of the month about obscure IPs that we'd like made into miniatures games. And for me, the obvious one, that the holy grail for me actually, that I can never seem to find anything that quite comes close, is the Mad Max franchise. I'd love to see that made into a miniatures game somehow. Lots of games explore similar territory, but none that just have a kind of richness of setting that franchise does for me anyway. Maybe one day I'd love to see that made. But until that happens, I'll keep hunting, I suppose. I wanted to say thank you very, very much for the podcast. I really enjoy listening every episode, and I take a lot of inspiration from it. Please keep up the good work, and speak to you soon. Thank you.
G'day, Tiger. Thanks, Matthew, for a Scottish podcast and also for Bedroom Battlefield. So I really enjoy the content you put out. You're talking about IP we'd like to see as a miniatures go. Now, I've got to preface this by saying briefly that this may have already occurred and I'm not aware of it. If so, I apologise, but I was thinking Transformers, cartoon based on the action figures. There's a lot of characters and defined factions already in Transformers. I could see a lot of tactical possibilities with having miniatures that could either be a vehicle or a robot, special powers that align with personalities and factional abilities, lots of synergy between units. So I'm thinking sort of a light tactical skirmish type game. It's, yeah, there's a lot of possibility there for that one if it hasn't already been done. So that would be something I'd be very interested in seeing implemented. And I'm really interested to see what other people have to say on this topic. That's Tom from Adelaide signing off. Thank you very much again for all you do.
There's a few that I want to see. Number one, Star Wars done properly. Not only that bollocks we've had so far, but proper Star Wars. 28mm lovelies, or even 20mm, that's fine, or 6mm. Let's to go with this. It's just get me it done properly, please. Second, but by no means at all underneath the first, but it's just a ranking thing, but it's all equal in my mind, Stargate. I want lots of 28mm Jaffa. And again, done properly, not 28mm, but they actually mean 32, no, 28mm. And keep them coming. I want lots of Jaffa. Or we could keep going down this line of retro sci-fi and give me a bit of Battlestar Galactica. That would be fun. And then if you want a bit more out there, Dune, a sci-fi skirmish for Dune. I love those films. Those new films by Denis Villeneuve, or whatever, however you say his name. I'm not French, as you can tell. Give me some more of that. I'd love to get them on the tabletop. It'd be fantastic. Then Earthworm Jim, of course. Greatest hero of them all. Earthworm Jim, greatest hero of them all. I'll keep going. I think any of those would be great done by Mantic. In fact, why doesn't Ronnie take over Warhammer? That would be done even better then as well. Wait, he did.
Hello, Matthew. This is Carl Paulson of Chicago Skirmish War Games blog and club. I would like to offer up two for this great question, if I may. One fantasy and one science fiction. For the fantasy, if I may suggest, the Redwall universe, based on the series of novels out of Brian Jacques. It's really, really good stuff. I think a lot of us would have fond memories of those books as a child, but as from a wargaming standpoint, I think it would work very well for perhaps a platoon-sized combat, something on the order of like a Lion Rampant, Dragon Rampant, that kind of thing. You've got quite a number of factions and the various animal races and groups. You've got a lot of notable characters you can make miniatures of. What is it now? 20-some books, maybe, of background that could be mined for scenarios and just the lore of the universe. As far as I know, it's never been turned into a game before. There's a lot of other interesting and anthropomorphic animal games and miniature lines, some of them have been influenced by Redwall, things like Bros and Badgers, Song of the Splintered Land from Splintered Light Miniatures. But I think the Redwall universe is really a great option that should be done. And then my second option would be a sci-fi universe, a little lesser known. It's called Exo Squad. It was a cartoon in the 90s, sometimes called the American anime, centered on the pilots of E-frames, smallish, single individual powered mechas, or piloted mechas. Again, even though it only had two seasons of a cartoon, there's a fairly good amount of fluff, good plot line, two very obvious factions, possibly three, good characters, and it could make a very effective tabletop game, I believe, in anything from maybe 10 mil up to 28 mil. The E-frames aren't too big, so you could do it at a variety of scales, could work depending on what you've chosen. So those are my two, Redwall and Exo Squad. Thanks for this great question, and thanks for the podcast. Take care.
Hi, it's Dave here, talking about what IP I would like to see as a miniatures game. My answer is going to be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but maybe not really centered on Charlie or indeed the Chocolate Factory. The movie that they made with Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka has what I think is hands down the funniest scene in the whole thing, where Veruca Salt appears and tells her dad, Daddy, I want another pony. And I think that's going to be the inspiration to begin the story, where you are that other pony. You've been captured and brought to the stables, where you and any number of players can take on the role of a pony, escaping from Salt Manor as Mr. Salt gathers his nut factory workers to try and corral you all back into the stables. But the real thing that's going to make this game great is an invention that one of my kids came up with called the unicorn dice, where you take a unicorn horn and stick it on a dice, ideally a real unicorn horn if you can get one. So it replaces, like, you put the spike on the one, so you can't really roll a six anymore. You can only really roll 2, 3, 4, 5, or unicorn. And so if the unicorn horn points up, you've rolled a unicorn, you get to draw like an Oompa Loompa card or something to aid your escape, and gather unicorn points for your escaping pony to become magical and free. And I think that's going to be the basis of my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory IP inspired game. Looking forward to hearing what everybody else is going to come up with. I'm not entirely sure what my son has recorded. He's been talking about Watership Down, and he recorded one of these too. So looking forward to hearing that too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
I was thinking of a Watership Down themed game. So like you're a gang of Palessel going around from warren to warren, and sometimes being like encountering Elo, and the rule set usually goes against fighting them unless you're a big rig rabbit. Usually you're just trying to run away from them or out trick them, and then you'll have certain abilities based on the characters from the actual book. So maybe you could tell stories as Dandelion, or make jokes as Bluebell, or predict the future as Fiverr. And I think that'd be really interesting. And you level up by getting inspiration from the El Hurra stories that are told on the adventure. So I thought that would be a really cool idea.
What about a Mario Brothers board game? I'd have a hell of a lot of fun with that. Sort of a Dungeon Saga-y type thing, but you've got a little three dimensions to it, because you've got the little boxes to jump up to and get over the little Goombas and whatnot. A big end boss that you got to jump around with as well. I mean, we could even go into karts and have a kart racing Mario game. I can't see many downsides with that myself. And if anyone does see any downsides, you can go home.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed from Sussex on the Discord here. Just putting in a late entry to the question of the month this month. What IP would you most like to see adapted into a miniatures game? I've got a handful of suggestions. The first one I suggested on the Discord more as a throwaway comment as anything, but the more I thought about it, the more sense it made to me. Hello. This would probably be a conflict avoidance game. It's historical, so you can probably find miniatures fairly easy. I know War Games Atlantic do an assortment of Second World War miniatures, including some civilian miniatures. So you could probably throw together the miniatures fairly straightforward manner. And yeah, you would be playing a cafe owner trying to avoid conflict whilst sneaking around to achieve your objectives. Initially a silly idea, but as I say, I think it might actually have some legs. The other couple of ideas I had were A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which I think would make a really interesting skirmish game. You could set it in multiple different settings, as the Alan Moore's comic book series goes from Victorian era throughout the way through to futuristic settings. And I think that would be quite an interesting and fun series to play with, and certainly would allow the hobby side to get really creative, given Alan Moore's amazing imagination and the artwork in that series is pretty fantastic. And then my final suggestion, which I hope I'm not the only person suggesting this IP, but if I am, then shame on everyone else for not suggesting it. The Discworld series by Terry Pratchett. And my specific idea within the Discworld series would be a gang-based skirmish game in Ankh-Morpork, where you are trying to rob, fight, and just be absolute scum in the depths of the disc's largest and most dangerous city, where people die of natural causes all the time.
Hello, everyone. Callum, aka Dr. Spork, here. Once again, Matthew, you have come up with a question I have found rather difficult to answer. Every time I thought of a suitable IP, a quick search on DuckDuckGo told me it already had a miniatures game. Lots of ideas, but every time I've been beaten to the punch by the professionals. And then, one afternoon, whilst watching cartoons with the wee one, it hit me. One of the pleasures of having a small child, for me, has been reliving my youth by watching the cartoons I used to love. We've devoured Animaniacs, Tiny Toon Adventures, Maid Marian and Her Merry Men, Rugrats, and quite a few other choice classics. But the one I picked was one of my very favourites. In my headcanon, about 35 years ago, someone got the chance to pitch a kid's cartoon to some TV exec, but had absolutely no idea what to pitch. So in true 80s style, they took a great big snort of marching powder and marched straight in. We're going to get the characters from the Jungle Book, but not all of them, no Mowgli. Baloo can run a charter airline in the Pacific in the 30s with a seaplane. And King Louis runs a cocktail bar, and Shere Khan is an evil businessman. And there's some evil sky pirates led by a fox called Don Carnage, and he's French or something. And so it probably went on. And because the TV exec was late for lunch with Don Johnson, he just said, sure, whatever. Just make it. The kids won't care. And so Tailspin was born, at least in my head. And I loved it. So let's mash Tailspin into the short-lived GW classic Bombers Over to Sulphur River and call it a wrap. Baloo can try to deliver parcels before Don Carnage can pilfer them from the hold of the sea duck. If anyone needs me, I'll be making a Kickstarter account. Thank you, as always, for the podcast, Matthew, and I'm curious to see what everyone else wants to play. These episodes are always surprising. And if anyone is interested, you can find me as Dr. Spork on Blue Sky and Mastodon. Or for any 3D printers out there, look me up on Cults 3D or my mini factory. Cheers.
Hey, everybody. David from the Bad Internet Friends podcast here, answering the question of the month from Bedroom Battlefields. What IP would you like to see in tabletop wargaming? My answer is the Muvlove animated series. It's an anime about gigantic, horrifying bug invaders from space that consume everything and everyone in their path, featuring your typical thirsty military characters in dubious outfits, and the mecha they pilot known as tactical surface fighters. TSF are fast-moving bipedal war machines that vaguely resemble aspects of real-world jet fighters, and carry an array of both ballistic and close combat weapons. And a miniatures game representing this anime series would need to be able to handle the fast-paced mecha combat against an unknowing horde of nightmarish monsters, while developing the story of the TSF pilots and the support staff outside the battlefield. Many random charts would be necessary for rolling procedurally generated events that will develop character interactions, romance, and the dreaded love triangles. Even more random charts would handle the fate of characters that have fallen in battle, tech development for the ever-escalating weapons of war that typically follow in such an anime, and a comprehensive campaign system to keep you returning to the tabletop. If this kind of game sounds super appealing to you, then I have terrific news. It already exists in a form. Weasel Tech by Nordic Weasel Games is a fast-paced anime-inspired mecha combat experience that easily handles both tabletop combat and randomly generated character and crew development. It could be straight out of any anime you've watched. The only thing Weasel Tech truly lacks for a proper Muvlove tabletop experience is the mass enemy generation and intricate melee combat system. Well, thank you once again for the opportunity to voice our thoughts on your podcast, and I quite look forward to hearing the answers of the other participants.
All right, because of this thing, I'm now going through my DVD collection. And yes, I know it's me for a third time, but this is what you're getting. So there's loads in here that we could do. So straight off the bat, Firefly. Ronnie, let's get this on. Let's do some Firefly. Get some brown coats on the table. Oh, it could be so fun. Come on. I'm just doing heists even at that level, just a small skirmish. Or we could go full on the unification wars in Firefly. I mean, that could be fantastic. Next up straight away, Big Trouble in Little China. I know it's been done and it failed, but Ronnie wouldn't allow it to fail, and he'd do it so well and so fun. I mean, it's just begging for it to be done. Let's get Egg Shen on the table and giant ghosts and the storms and everything else. And Kurt Russell, let's do it. I mean, I'd love that. I'd buy that instantly from Mantic. Although I would prefer if Mantic would keep to a 28mm scale, but I know the kids want the big models now, and I don't want big models, I want 28mm, because then I can use it with everything else that I've already got, and keep expanding my little collection. Not so little these days, I have to admit. But Ghost in the Shell, that's another one I'd like. And I just love the models from Ghost in the Shell. Same with Predator, actually, as well. And Predator, that could be done very well by Mantic. I think these are extremely, extremely well. How about Supernatural? Oh, that would be good, man. Come on, Ronnie. How many bugs and beasties did the Supernatural boys go through? You're a team of hunters going on. Oh, that just, I mean, that written itself. Okay, I need to stop.
Hey, guys, this is Sebastian, a.k.a. Bass from the Discord server. I got two takes on this question of the month of April. Which IP would you like to see as a miniature game? And the first one is Command & Conquer, Red Alert, because I don't think they've had a fair chance so far being either a board game or a miniature game. And I got an idea for it as well. If the game had like a defender and an attacker, the defender gets a base to protect with some HP or whatever. And the defender also gets to build turrets of all sorts. Because I don't think terrain has been utilized as much as it could be in miniature, at least the miniature games that I've played so far. And the attacker would get reinforcements. Just keep the waves coming. So that's my first take. My second take would be Stalker, the PC game. I love the aesthetics and the deadliness of the game, and it would be cool to convert that to miniature to a miniature game. And what I would like to see the Stalker, the miniature game, to be the most deadliest one that's out there so far. And by deadliest, I mean, yeah, you die easily. A small skirmish game, you got battlefield effects like radiation, gas, wandering monsters like mutants or whatever. A quick, hard, and fast skirmish game where you die. All right, that's my two takes for this question of the month. Thank you for being the most awesome miniature game community. And yeah, you have a great day now. Bye.
Did you know that you could sponsor the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast for as little as $23 an episode? If you've got a game, product, Kickstarter, miniature range, British Chain Pub or Bee Gees album that you'd like to get in front of an audience of passionate hobbyists, then give me a shout at hello@bedroombattlefields.com. That's hello@bedroombattlefields.com. And now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Darren Narad from the Discord, and Darren from California. I couldn't think of anything, and then as I was typing that in, I realized I did have one idea that I would like, and it's the most well-known and overused IP of all time, which is that... which is the Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings. And what I would like, I really, really would like this, is I would like a version of Five Leagues of from the Borderlands turned into, but like redone book as like a traditional fantasy Middle Earth type of book with tables and art like that. Because I really have been enjoying Five Leagues from the Borderlands. I like that it's just a quick little solo game. I can play scenarios really quick, and I like that a couple of die rolls just drag me into the next one. Sometimes I play another skirmish just because the story just pulled me onto the next one. So the game itself I really like, but I don't love the art, and I don't love the sort of like kind of, I don't know, edgy, like not Tolkien fantasy vibe. There's kind of like not dwarves and not I would just love it if it was redone with like John Howe, the great Tolkien artist, did all the art and like all the tables were changed and stuff. And Yeah, and otherwise I can't think of any other IPs I'd like turned into games. I feel like, you know, everything's been done to death, and there's way more out there than I could possibly ever get around to. So, you know, I want more of the same. So anyway, thank you so much as always for the great community and the great podcast and all that fun stuff. Have a great one. Cheers.
So step with me, if you will, back to the summer of 1989. A brand new big budget television series is about to hit our screens. And my dad is very keen to watch this for some reason. He's circled it in the Radio Times and set the video to record it. And the phone's been taken off the hook. Cups of tea are in hand, and all of us are sitting there in the living room. The TV is switched to Channel 3, Central Television, and the programme begins. So we see a mysterious figure silhouetted against the backdrop of what perhaps is the English Channel. He's on the cliffs, and he raises a telescope to his eye. The next shot, we see a wrist-mounted piece of highly futuristic technology. Presses a button and the lights are engaged on it. Then a glossy black helicopter races across the screen, a yellow stripe down its side. Electronic laser graphics transcribe a single word, interceptor. The tension is broken and the music takes a jaunty turn, and we then see Annabel Croft, the doyenne of the British tennis scene and potentially a favourite of my father's, dressed in a scarlet blazer, waving into the sky. My mother raises an arched eyebrow and asks my dad why exactly he was so interested in watching this television programme. But there's no time for a marital spat, and we're plunged deep into the action. The titular interceptor, tall, lean, blonde, dressed in black, is showing his mettle, riding a white horse, somersaulting across a farm gate, flying a helicopter, aiming his infrared targeted pistol and missing, shaking his fist in fury as his quarry escapes. And who is his quarry? It's two people, the blue and yellow contestant, one male, one female, decked out in boiler suits matching their colour and wearing sensor-covered backpacks. One of them contains £1,000, the other only weights, and they're both locked. The keys have been distributed to mysterious unknown locations, and the two contestants have been taken by helicopter to several miles apart. They have 40 minutes to find the keys and find one another, aided by Annabel, but pursued by the interceptor. We follow them through the British countryside, winding their way through provincial market towns, hitching rides with an eclectic mix of different vehicles as they attempt to find each other, avoid the infrared fire, and open up that prize, that life-changing amount of £1,000. Will they do it? Will they be caught? Essentially, this is the premise of the television programme. One of the biggest budget, most spectacular shows on TV. It only lasted a single season in 1989, but it was incredibly memorable. And that is the program that I would like to see on the tabletop. In fact, I'm actually looking at developing some rules to support this. It's competitive, it's combative, it's non-violent in a sense, but there's certainly threat and peril. There's an AI-controlled interceptor, or potentially an interceptor played by a player, and a cooperative element as well. 40 minutes on the clock, and let's see if the interceptor can catch the yellow and blue contestant. So that's my nomination for what IP I would like to see translated into a tabletop miniatures game. And like I say, I'm attempting to come up with some rules for it. So if I succeed, I will share them. Ta-ta.
Got no one to blame but yourselves for this. You've given me a question that I can't stop thinking about. Red Dwarf. Ronnie, why don't you do a Star Saga or Dungeon Saga expansion for Red Dwarf? And the Red Dwarf posse, the crew, going across the cosmos. And coming across all those little bugs and beasties, doing the Wax World Wars. That'd be hilarious. I'd love it. And for the kids, what about a Muppets Treasure Island little board game? I like the idea. I'd certainly like myself a Kermit captain. And I'd have a great time with it. Why? That's my reasons of my own. The Chronicles of Riddick, that'd be fun. Indiana Jones would also be fun. I think Riddick could be very interesting. The Thing. Yes, Ronnie, we could do The Thing. I suppose, is this lending itself 7TV more, though, is it? But I want the actual miniatures in actual 28mm. And what got? I could keep going. The Mummy, Dread. There's just so many opportunities here. Flash Gordon. Flash, yes. I'm going to go.
Good morning, Matthew. This is Rob Dean from the Discord. I've got three IPs on my list that I'd like to see done as miniatures ranges or miniatures games. The oldest of these has been done before, but I don't think any of them are currently still in production, and in most cases the ranges were not very complete. I'd like to see something for Edgar Rice Burroughs' Mars. I've been a fan of the Mars books since I was a kid. That Disney movie the other decade wasn't the greatest, but at least it gives an idea. There also hasn't ever been a complete range of figures dedicated to the Chronicles of Narnia, somewhat to my surprise. I suppose it's something that the Lewis estate won't license. And more recently, I'd like to see something based on Garth Nix's young adult fantasies, Sabriel, and sequels. Part of it is a generic fantasy, although there are a few peculiarities like the necromancers with their bandoliers of bells that you would need for the game. But part of it is the crossover into a kingdom that exists on the borders of the fantasy realm, which has World War I technology, and they defend the border with units that are based on partly medieval technology and partly World War I. So that they still have something to fight with when the magic winds blow across the border and all the technology stops working. So, those would be my three.
Hi Matthew, it's George. George paints on Discord and Old Hammer and Tongs over on YouTube. Thank you so much for your fabulous podcast and for this brilliant question of the month. It triggered a childhood memory from when I was probably about 9 or 10, and I was absolutely obsessed by the film Flash Gordon. It's a classic. It features Brian Blessed playing an Eagle Man. Gordon's alive! And I think Timothy Dalton might be in it. And of course, it's got a fantastic soundtrack by Queen. In it, Ming the Merciless has this sort of army of robot alien men who are all red and gold. And every now and then they'll get thrown off a spaceship and sort of spin into the abyss. And when I was a kid, I thought someone should make a line of toys about this. And I remember sitting there at primary school fantasizing about the range of toys and then about me becoming a multi-billionaire as a result of having had the idea. And so why not extend it now into the world of tabletop gaming? In fact, it's such a good idea that I'm going to copyright it, lawyer up, and sue anyone who tries to steal it from me. So I'll see you all at Warhammer World once I've licensed it to GW and made my billions. I'll play you there. Thanks again for the brilliant idea and triggering this fantastic conversation I've just had with you all. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing everyone else's IP concepts. And yeah, love the podcast. Thanks, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Hello, Sean here, aka Timeless Tabletop Gaming. And it's been a little while since I've done one of these question of the month replies, but this is a topic I feel like I could just speak endlessly about, to be honest. I'm forever watching and playing and reading things and thinking, wouldn't it be really cool if there was a miniatures line for this? A couple of films I can think of off the top of my head, which I'm surprised neither of have a miniatures game for already. The first of which is Avatar, which was absolutely huge when it came out. And obviously you've got the kind of two main factions in it, which is the Na'vi, who are the kind of Native American-ish inspired alien race. They're like 10 feet tall, blue creatures that were humanoid creatures that were really super athletic and stealthy. And they hunt with bows and arrows and spears and whatever else, and they can tame the beasts of Pandora, fly around on flying dinosaurs and whatever else. And then you've got the evil mercenary kind of corporate guys, the humans who turn up with their bulldozers and kind of helicopters and tanks, and there's even like some cool mech suits at the end. And there's a really cool battle at the end of that film between the Navi and the humans. And I just thought when I was watching that, I was like, this would make a really cool miniatures game. I guess it would have to be just like a one-off box set, just you buy a battle in a box type thing. Because I don't think it's very expandable. There's not really anywhere to go after that. There's no other races, as far as I know, in the Avatar universe. But just as a one-off cool little box set where you could just reenact that final scene from that film, I think would be really cool anyway. The second film I thought of was Dune. And I'm just amazed that there isn't already a miniatures game for this, because it's such an influential sci-fi setting. And, you know, supposedly even inspired things like Warhammer 40,000. So it just seems just really strange that it doesn't have its own miniatures line, that no one's taken that up. You've got all the different kind of factions in that universe. You've got the Fremen, who are the Middle Eastern inspired natives to the planet Dune. I can't remember the actual name of the planet Dune, but they're super hardy and resilient and resourceful, but they don't have access to any kind of technology or anything like that. They're kind of scavengers and living off the land, that kind of thing. And you've got House Atreides, who are kind of noble race, and you know, they fight with honor and whatever else. Then you've got the Harkonnens, who are super brutal and all about strength and power and just brute force. And then you've got the Saudarkar, who are the emperor's own bodyguards, and they're the super highly trained, best of the best warriors. So yeah, you've got all these kind of disparate different groups that all have their really unique identities, and they could all have very unique play styles in a game. So yeah, I'm just surprised it doesn't exist already. But maybe people have tried, and maybe it's just a difficult IP to obtain. Who knows? So yeah, that was just a couple of films that I thought would make good miniatures games. But I'm also a big video game fan, especially of older kind of retro video games. And there's been a couple of those that I thought would make really good miniatures games. The first of which is Advance Wars, which is an old Nintendo IP. And it's already kind of like a digital version of a tabletop game. It's kind of like, imagine like chibified little cutesy World War II war game, basically. But with made up nations. So it doesn't have like a, you know, UK and America and Germany and whatever else, but the nations in the game are, I guess, kind of alluding to real world nations. So there is one that's kind of like vaguely Russian inspired, one that's vaguely Japanese inspired, and one that's, I guess, vaguely American or British inspired. But it doesn't have the connotations, I guess, of having to play something that's, you know, kind of recent history and maybe a bit too real or on the nose for certain people. And I think it would make a good kind of bridge between a board game and a war game. Because like I say, it takes place on a grid. So I think you'd have to transfer that across to the tabletop game and have a board that you play on. And yeah, you have access to infantry, kind of regular infantry, and then you have like bazooka armed infantry. You have APCs and light tanks and medium tanks, and helicopters and all sorts, really. And both armies have access to the same units, but they might specialize in certain aspects of warfare. So one might have their infantry might be slightly more resilient or be able to move faster, and others might have better armored tanks or something like that. But effectively, you have the same access to the same forces. And yeah, it's a really fun game. I just think would make a really cool tabletop game. And yeah, the other video game one, it's probably not the most obvious one, but it's just one I just love the universe so much, the setting so much, that I just would love miniatures of it. And that's Oddworld. People may probably most likely will remember the original PlayStation game, which was Abe's Odyssey, where you play as Abe, who is a Madokan. And Madokans are these kind of really gentle, gullible race of kind of three-fingered humanoids. And they've been enslaved and exploited by other races, namely the Gluckans, who are this kind of super capitalist bastards, basically. And they make the Madokans work as slaves in their factories and produce all kind of horrible food and addictive drinks and whatever else. And the Gluckans have their henchmen, who are the Sligs, I think they're called. And they're like these kind of weird tentacle-faced, legless creatures who have these kind of robotic legs that they stomp around on, and they have machine guns, and they're just these vile little violent guys. And yeah, but it probably doesn't, if you've played the game, you're probably thinking it doesn't seem like an obvious, how would you turn that into a tabletop game? But in the third game, Munch's Odyssey, you had these sections where Abe gets out and he meets all these like the kind of native Madokans who are free. They're not in the factories. And there's these sections where you kind of build up a little force and go and take on these enemy strongholds. So he kind of gathers up these guys who are armed with like bone clubs, I think. And then you can upgrade them to have like crossbows, and there's, I think there's like shamans and things. And Madokans have this, or certainly Abe does, he has this ability to possess and make enemies' heads explode and things. And I don't know, I just love the world so much. I've got an art book of it, and it's just so fully realized and yeah, deep with lore. And I just want the miniatures for it, to be honest. I don't really care about the game. I just want to be able to paint some little Madokans and Sligs and Gluckans and stuff. I just think it would be cool. Anyway, those were my my ideas for IPs for miniatures games. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone else has got to say on this subject. And thanks, Matthew, for the brilliant podcast. And hopefully I'll do another one of these in future. Take care. See ya.
All right then, a big thanks to everyone who submitted a clip. Some really enjoyable content there, and I appreciate you taking the time to send them in. A few that weren't mentioned that I thought of myself, I'm not going to go deep on these or you know, get into my reasoning. It's one of them, if you know them, you know them kind of thing. So I've picked out three TV series. Let's go for Knight Rider, The Thundercats and Nightmare. Then in terms of books, they're all going to be series. I'm going to go The First Law by Joe Abercrombie, you know, The Bloody Nine and all that. Matthew Corbett series by Robert McCammon, my favourite book series of all time. And The Great Coats as well by Sebastian de Castel. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but The Great Coats is a really good series as well that I'd read through a few years ago. On the video games front, I'm going to go for three Mega Drive titles, three classics, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage and Altered Beast. And on the film front, let's go for The Running Man, Clockwork Orange and Willow. So that's it for April's question of the month, and moving into May, I just want to basically hear about your favourite games, the rule sets that you always find yourself coming back to again and again. Maybe you've got a small stable of rule sets, you know, maybe 3 to 5 games that you just have on rotation and you're always playing. You know, maybe each of these hits a certain genre that you kind of want in your life. So you've got like your Dungeon Basher, your naval game, your sci-fi game, your 6mm historical, you know, that's that kind of thing. So yeah, tell us about your favourite games. What are they and why? And as always, you could get them in at bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail, and I need them in by Friday the 30th of May. Once again, that's bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. All right, that's just about it for this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. I'll continue on with my nice walk in the woods now and maybe go down to the pond and throw a shopping trolley in or something like that. But hey, thanks as always for listening, and we'll speak again on the next one.